talking about that today podcast. A podcast. Welcome to Two Chunks, and also welcome to a hunk. My name is Jordan.
I do forget that it is two shows we have Voltron two different together. Shows.
Also, welcome.
The cat dog of podcasts.
We got two chunks. We got a hunk, and right now we have them both. I'm Jordan.
It's crossover.
We're happy you're here.
I'm happy you're here, and today's punchline is they got him on possession.
Got him on possession. Why did they arrest the poltergeist?
Ooh.
Nice. I do think it's probably how did they arrest the ghost of Al Capone?
Ooh, they got him on possession. Boys, I'm going to send, this is the first one that we've had that has its own special JPEG. From readersdigest.com.
Wow.
The joke is entirely contained within the pixels of this JPEG that I'm sending in our group text.
Because I don't know how I answer JPEG format.
Got him.
And it's got a guy. On what grounds did the police arrest the devil? They got him on possession. And it's got a guy who's like going, oh man, but maybe he's the devil too.
Appropriately, old white man. That feels like that guy? Checks out.
The devil is an old white man for sure. The devil, the devil is a billionaire in his 70s, I think, probably.
Has to be.
Maybe late 70s, early 80s, could be president of the United States. Who knows?
Who can say for sure?
I do.
Us, we can.
I can say for sure.
We can say for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
I'm Carter, and you're a funny guy, Sully. I like you. That's why I'm going to kill you last.
Yeah. Is it enemies?
Is that from Monsters, Inc.?
From Monsters, Inc., dude.
That was a really good
I have a blind crystal. Draft for us today.
Please.
We got to jump right in. There's a lot happening. We're going to do just like Commando does.
We're booked up.
We're gonna have our cutscene with Cereal and a happy Alyssa Milano, and then we've got to get straight to the action.
We are booked pretty seriously here.
We're doing a blind draft. If y'all haven't heard us play a blind draft before, this is a 1 to 10 ranking, but it's blind. They don't know what we're talking about. Yeah. Until they discover what we're talking about. And then they have to put them in order based on the blind draft. So today we'll have a definitive list of, who knows?
Oh,
it starts with Hercules in New York.
Three.
Whoa, three? Why so high? What do you think it is?
Because I think three leaves room for us to have two better, but Hercules in New York, regardless of category, is pretty powerful. I think these are going to be
Will you
Arnie
hear an
rolls.
Argument for four? It's going to be Arnie rolls for sure. Will you hear an argument for four?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with four because there are... There's,
all right.
I've had an Arnie awakening all over again today and I'm ready to... I'm ready to fully state that Arnie's list of top 10 could be an Ouroboros where it eats its own tail. So I'm comfortable with four.
Yeah, so earlier you said you were comfortable with four. How about, what would it take to get you to a five?
That's not happening.
We'll say four.
Fine. Very good.
Literally never.
Hercules in New York. Nuevo York.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bilingual.
Sure, Spider-Man.
Number four.
Yeah.
Next we have... Total
Hercules
Recall
in Paris. Total Recall.
I'm going to go five on Total Recall.
Lower than Hercules.
I think so.
In New York.
Hercules in New York is so specific and
strange. You mean lower than the Hercules in New York? Are you sure?
I can't wait to tell you guys about the Sunday I have had.
Are you sure about New York?
I'm pretty sure about New York. I think five.
Ah man, okay, we'll go five.
Five for
Hercules in New York, and then Tokyo Tokyo Recall with Lucas Black,
sure,
and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Bing, bing, bing. Yeah, sure. I wonder if you know.
Next, we have Commando.
Can I say something?
You can't say number one.
No,
you can say
I'm not going to say number
one.
I'm not going to say number one. I am going to say number three, though.
What a special thing already, dude. What a nice little tease here about how we feel about this movie.
I'm so excited.
Man, good luck just holding back what you want to say.
This is like, Commando's like essence of Arnold. Like you boiled him for like 3 hours.
He has multiple essence, I can tell you that.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger bouillon. A cube of Arnold bouillon. Conan
the Barbarian.
O'Brien.
Going six.
Six is great with me.
So we have three through six locked down.
Yeah.
All right. Conan the Barbarian. Next, we have a little flick called Predator.
Damn, that does suck because it's...
I know, I wish we had left more of the middle open because there's, yeah, there's don't you wish two that we I'm
had,
waiting for.
Don't you wish that we had like scooted everything down and like the one that's at four now was like at five maybe?
I wish that the one that was at four had a gap is what I wish because four is correct.
Okay, I'm going to say something crazy.
Talk to me.
Two.
No, it yes. can't be. It cannot be.
It can be.
He's such two. A blank canvas in that movie. The cool part happens around him in that movie.
It can be two.
No.
And here's why. And here's why it can be two. Because we can do Terminator 2 for number one.
That's obvious.
And we can do Jingle All the Way.
At two.
Four. No.
Yes.
No way.
Are you kidding me? He's the most fun in that movie.
It should be three, but we kind of screwed up a little
I'm
bit.
I'm telling you,
with this blind draft.
Bit of a traffic
this
jam.
This is not necessarily ranking the quality of the movie, but Commando, Jingle, Terminator 2 is the correct order for his roles, for sure.
So what are our options?
You got to believe in me. I think it's seven.
1, 2, 7, 8, 9, 10. One, seven? 2, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I think it's seven. And I think it's an unfortunate mistake.
I do not feel good about seven.
I feel, here's the thing though. It's like seven is bad, but okay. It's not as incorrect as two would be. And that's the problem.
Carter, for Jordan's list, we'll go seven and then we'll do my list. No.
It's got to be y'all's
list.
It
simply cannot be top two for Predator. He's such y'all a blank slate daddy in and this daddy. Movie.
If we're going off blank slatedness, I think he's like script-wise, even the blankest slate of all in Terminator 2.
No, he's a robot, and that's part of it.
Right.
You haven't seen this movie in a long time. I got to refresh your memory.
Yeah, okay. He's a robot. That's part of it. So he's not a guy?
That's
no,
crazy.
He's spoiler not a guy.
For people who haven't, like a guy. Spoiler for people who like, haven't seen Terminator like 2.
Eyeballs and lips and fingernails
man,
and stuff.
Man, the part two reveal before shout announcements is going to blow y'all's mind. Keep going. It's seven, and it's obvious.
Fine.
Seven Fine. For Predator.
Fine. Predator.
At seven, you've already mentioned it. Jingle All the Way.
Two is okay with me.
I think
Jamie.
I think
two is okay with me.
That's very kind. That means a lot.
It's honest.
Carter, is that like, I know it's your favorite Christmas movie. Is that like a top five?
Hold on, don't answer yet. Don't answer yet. Don't answer yet. Can I say something? Because I feel the same way about Crazy Stupid Love that you do about Jingle All the Way, which is like, it is so powerful for me specifically. And yet I know it's not taken seriously in the way that other movies are, but man, if I feel like if you don't say Jingle All the Way is in your top five movies of all time, I'm very confused. Like
Carter, can I take a
definitely?
Can I take
not.
A crack at your top four?
Jingle All the Way is not in your top five, really?
No, I would have thought Jingle All the Way was number three. I would have thought, Silence of the Lambs, The Fifth Element, and Jingle All the Way.
I honestly would have said the same thing for your top three. Not
number
that's
four.
That's so
not
nice.
Quality, minutes.
Not quality, but like how much you love them.
Okay, I think if it's you're talking like. Parts of my
personality.
I don't
care about best movies you've ever seen. That's annoying. It's
no,
like
no, that's boring.
We've all seen the same best movies, but like what connects?
We all saw
you?
After
it
Earth.
Is the only
Everything
movie that
Earth.
I quoted
we
from
all saw
my
after
from
Earth.
The commencement stand. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, dude, I love it so much. It means a lot that it's number two.
And in this one, you get Jenny.
Jamie. Next we have Batman and Robin.
See, here's where we've really.
If you want
up
a little bit of reminder, he was in this movie, very small role as Mr. Freeze,
as Robin. Oh, I haven't seen it in a minute.
Asking us hurt. At one point, what killed the dinosaurs?
The Ice Age,
and very confidently and incorrectly asserting that the Ice Age killed the dinosaurs.
Yes. You don't know, you don't know anything.
Actually,
what if Robin stepped out at that moment? Was like.
What killed the dinosaurs? Batman and Robin. Where are we putting it?
I'm gonna go. It has to be.
Say it.
It has to be eight or one.
It's 10. And it's because he's not.
Absolutely not.
He's not driving the movie. It's 10.
I will,
yes,
I
he
will
is.
Hear no like, I'm argument not a part of this. For 10 for this.
It's 10.
It is not.
It's 10. It's certainly not one. And I think we
okay.
Both know
I know that. It's not one. We know it's not one, which means it's 8 or 9 because it's definitely not.
Currently,
10.
One is open. 2 is Jingle All the Way. 3 Commando. 4 Hercules in New York. 5 Total Recall. 6 Conan the Barbarian. Where is Batman?
If we're ranking this on how
I'm
Arnold
super
it
comfortable
is
with this list, by the way, 9.
If we're ranking 9. This on how Arnold it is.
Say it's 1 and be honest.
No,
say,
it's not 1. I know it's not
then
1.
Then I'm saying move it down 1 from where you're comfortable with because there's something coming that's better than this. We know that.
Yeah, because I guess we got 2 Terminators coming probably, huh?
I doubt it.
What if he hits us with like Terminator Genesis and then
he's
we're
not going to do that. He's honest.
And
he's
then we're
real.
Stuck. He's going to be like, hey, you guys, you know how much you love Maggie? That movie where his daughter gets bit up by a zombie?
I don't know that one.
That seems cool.
Yeah, it's like one of his, it was like his comeback.
Where is Batman and Robin?
Oh, I'm good. 8. I'm fine with 8.
If he said 8. He said 8. That's what
that's
I want.
That's so nice.
I'll capitulate.
First time it took about 8.5 years, but Jordan let Doge have what he wants.
Finally did it.
Yeah, everybody, I hope you feel the powerful energy shift in the cosmos after this moment. Jordan compromised. He's never done that. He's a new flavor for him.
I can't wait to tell Callie. She's going to be so excited to finally
yummy
like,
new
have
flavor.
A say in something.
Next, we have The Expendables 2.
That's 10.
10. Aren't you glad? Arnold, aren't you glad?
I really Arnold.
Arnold, you glad? Next one, I don't even... This might be the only one I think y'all might have not seen, but I wish you would. The Running Man. Stephen King's The Running Man.
Still have not very excited for the Edgar Wright. I think 9 makes sense just because I haven't seen
9's
it.
Okay.
And I know it's definitely better than Expendables. It's probably 9's higher up than 9, but 9 for my experience.
10-1. 1 will be the reveal of that last movie we've been waiting for. Number 10, The Expendables 2. Number 9, The Running Man. Number 8, Batman and Robin. Number 7, Predator. Number 6, Conan the Barbarian. Number 5, Total Recall. Number 4, Hercules in New York. Number 3, Commando. Number 2, Jingle All the Way. Number 1.
It is.
The Danny DeVito hit.
I knew it. Yep.
Twins. What a list this is.
You know what? I'm fine with it.
I'm so predictable.
I'm fine with it. I knew he was going to hurt us, and it's fine.
Listen, an Arnold list with absolutely no T-800.
No Terminator. No Terminator. Listen to me. Listen to me all. Those who are listening and those who are on the podcast with me. I have had the Sunday of all Sundays. Can I please tell you about it before we talk about something very important to me?
Talk to me.
Yeah. I woke up this morning and I went for a beautiful walk. It was sprinkling. The temperature was amazing. It was gray and windy and cloudy. It's my second most ideal walk. It was perfect. I made some breakfast tacos and watched some Dropout with my wife as we ate our
what'd you put on tacos. What kind of sauce did you put on those tacos? Because I know you're not just going dry.
No. It was the yellow bird, the Serrano with the
thank you.
The cucumber and the lime. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Watched some Smarty Pants on Dropout while we ate our tacos. And then we, because parting the curtain a little bit here, Doge did arrive late today from a long trip. And so,
and boy, are my arms
his
tired.
His arms are exhausted. And so we're recording a little later than normal. And by a little, I mean quite a bit later than normal. So here's what I've done with my time today between breakfast and now. I did start my day by watching Commando, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, which we're going to talk about in the back half. But then after Commando was over, Callie and I were just in a movie mood. And I said, you know what? You didn't watch Bloodsport with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And we are going to watch another Jean-Claude movie very soon. So why don't we go ahead and knock out Bloodsport right now? Because you have to see it. So I did follow up Commando with Bloodsport today. And
yeah,
then
that's great.
As Bloodsport's credits were rolling and I was unpacking some groceries that we paused to go get, I did have the thought, you know what kind of fits the vibe that I haven't seen in probably 15 years? So we did go ahead and hit play on 2008's smash hit Never Back Down.
Yeah, that's great.
And watch that. And I am about, at this point, it's 6:01 p.m. Central Standard Time as the crow flies, and I'm about 2 tequila lemonades deep.
Whoa.
Having watched 3 back-to-back B movies. I think it's pretty fair to say none of these are blockbusters. These are all B movies.
They all star Jerry Seinfeld.
They all star Jerry Seinfeld.
That's right.
And here's what I want to say. In watching these movies, and I can confidently say it's not the two Tequila Lemonades because I watched two of these movies before that even started.
Because what I had two more before I watched Commando.
I might watch a fourth movie today. It's a perfect Sunday for me.
I wish you would.
What I might. I might watch Running Man to end the night if I'm being honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the things I found today while watching these movies is there is a beauty in a movie that does not matter. And by I mean when you watch a movie where there is no narrative or expectational obligation placed on the audience, and you can just watch a movie and let it deliver to you what it is with no weight whatsoever.
That's just scenes, baby.
That's just scenes. It's just watching things happen.
Yeah.
That's a fun time.
Yeah.
And I guess, so in watching Never Back Down, I found myself, so Callie hasn't watched it, I think, since it came out. I have watched it a dozen times between when it came out and a year after it came out. This movie took over my life in the eighth grade when I was exactly the right age for a movie that heavily featured boobs and punching, which is like exactly what I needed at the time. Is there a movie, and this is what I want to know, is there a movie that like shouldn't hit your go button?
Oh, yeah.
But whether it's nostalgia or right place, right time, or just simply hitting play and being willing to strap in for the ride is exactly what you need at any given time. Is there a movie that like propels you forward in that way that you can think of? Because TBH, I'm 3 for 3 today and it's a good feeling.
It's such a good feeling.
It's a good feeling.
Man. This is good. I mean, I really do think it wasn't B. There was too, Bruce Willis was too big of a deal. But Fifth Element was kind of that for me. Yeah, there's not a lot of people that talk about Fifth Element.
It's kind of a B movie, I think.
But I do need that thing that is just... Dude, Drumline maybe for me?
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Okay. Drumline for sure. I still have memorized the like drum off like cadence that they would do that he comes over and like... does it to the other... snare drum in front of him.
That's
so Drumline is way up there.
That's
for sure.
Good.
Something
that's
that good. I think
that's not what I was expecting. I like that.
I think a movie like that too, maybe the kind of sauce that you're looking for is something that maybe takes itself a little too seriously, but also knows what it is. Is that what we're saying here?
I think so. I think a movie where it's like, it's earnest, but it's self-aware, I think is the key here. Mm.
Yeah. I think we're coming hot off of a week where we saw a movie like that. Like, I think that is the strength of the Missions Impossible.
I would agree.
Particularly Ghost Protocol onward is the just like, we're fully aware of what this is.
I would agree.
And you can almost watch it as a cozy movie, like the way that you would play like Animal Crossing, where it's just like, it kind of doesn't matter. It's just something happening in front of me for me to engage with.
That's very good. I appreciate that.
Do you think it's possible to watch a good movie so many times that it becomes a cozy movie like
Certainly.
That. That it becomes a movie. Because
I think
I'm that way with Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I think I could put on Jurassic Park and just be like, I have already got all the meat off of this bone. You know,
that's my
I've already engaged
just,
with
it's
this
just old hat.
So much.
Yeah.
It's just old hat.
That's me with, that's me with Fantastic
movie.
Mr. Fox, I think, where it's like a good movie that has become.
I thought you were going to say Fantastic Four. And I was like, yeah, me too.
No, Fantastic Mr. Fox has just become a comfort movie in a way. But
yeah.
It's a great movie outside of that. No, I agree with that. Would we call Princess Diaries a B movie? Because that is a movie that I have chomped off so many times. You wouldn't call Princess Diaries a B movie, you don't think?
That is not a B movie. No.
Okay, that's fair.
No, because then you start getting into anything that's like semi rom com can't be that.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's good. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's fair.
Hmm. Well, I mean, Never Back Down is certainly that for me. I did discover that today, and I think that's important to note.
Do you have never? I've never seen it. It's because I always back down.
If you watch it for the first time as an adult, I don't know.
You
if
never
it
got that far.
The same. I really don't.
Yeah. That's fair.
But I gotta say, while I'm on the soapbox, Jimin Hounsou is genuinely compelling in this movie. And the soundtrack is the douchiest thing of all time. I've already heard 12 Stones and Toby Mac, two Christian bands, played on Power FM here in the DFW area.
Dude. And
so we have about 12 minutes left in the movie when I finish this recording, and it's the best part of the movie. And I told Callie before we started, I remember this movie being about 20 minutes too long, and there's 12 minutes left and I haven't hit that point. So it turns out I was wrong and this movie owns. That's a good feeling. So it's cheating because I'm watching it right now, but I do think I'm going with Never Back Down as my answer. And I'm ashamed of it. I'm deeply ashamed of it.
I think that's part of it, though.
No, it's a bad movie.
Well, I'm saying you need to feel shame. Isn't that not what we're going for here?
No, it's good. It's good to feel shame, I think.
There has to be some shame. There has to be some little bit of shame.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just kind of going through my library a bit, as updated as it has been. And I still think Drumline is just that for me. It's just so...
Yeah, that's
good. I'm certainly not speeding past it.
You just reminded me. Bring It On is a movie that I have seen one time and would watch at the drop of a hat at any given point. And I think that it falls into the sort of like B movie. It's not a blockbuster, but it's got its own cult following and it just kind of rules.
Ooh, dude. I don't know if this counts because it was was trying to be a B movie, but it did it so perfectly. But Pacific Rim really does that for me.
Ew,
dude, Pacific Rim is a great choice for this.
I can hear that.
Man, I love that movie.
Pacific Rim does that. And I would even say that the Matthew Broderick Godzilla does that for me.
Sure. Yeah.
It just it's sort is of what that it same is. Like, it knows exactly what it is.
Anything with Dwayne The Rock Johnson that isn't Fast and Furious or Jumanji kind of falls into this category where it's like,
yeah,
whether it's Rampage or what's the one about the Fault Line?
San Andreas.
Yes.
Oh yeah. I'm not looking for depth in these, and I don't think they are either.
Which no, is so certainly.
Great. Yeah, no.
Certainly
surface
not.
Level stuff.
No.
But then, because there's one of the things we talked about today is there's a categorical difference between like Die Hard and Bloodsport, Die Hard and Commando. These are both Datter Day movies, but one is a film.
Yeah.
And you one know what is that just is. Sort of like a movie that you watch.
Yeah. That's also the difference between Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome and Mad Max Fury Road. It's a very interesting thing to have them in the same
bingo
line there. It's just like, oh my God, Tina Turner, Two Men Enter, One Man Leave. Like I was bumping into that on TBS from 0 to 18 years old watching that movie and loved it so much. Yeah. Which we had a Mad Max actor in Vernon Wells.
We sure did. We sure did. Vernon Wells roided
out
movie.
Freddie Mercury, as he described himself. Phenomenal. That's a great conversation, though. And there is something about the summertime that it hits.
It does.
It's like smelling the barbecue for the first time, and you're like, oh my God, that's right.
Yes.
We're there. Now I get to do
all
these things.
We talked about during Bloodsport today, we talked about like, this is a like, we watch this on 4th of July while we grill kind of movie. It's like a throw it on. Everybody's got a couple White Claws and they're eating some appetizers while somebody's grilling dogs in the back. And we're watching Bloodsport and we're chanting Kumite. And Commando scratched that same itch. It's what kicked amazing. This whole thing off. Yeah.
It was so special. I was so excited for this movie.
Do you have anything other than Jurassic Park that's like really like jumping to the forefront for you?
Yeah, right I'm trying to think. I have a weird relationship with like late 2010s. The only word I can think of to describe it is like single use science fiction movies. The ones that are like not a part of any kind of like overarching franchise.
What's the Matt Damon one?
Elysium.
Yes.
Elysium.
That movie rips, dude. Okay. And it's actually doesn't. It's actually
Edge
really
of Tomorrow.
That movie rips. Hey,
Edge of Tomorrow. Edge of Tomorrow. Like
Edge of Tomorrow rips. No, 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 no. It's good.
Edge of Tomorrow is great.
So
no,
of
it's
these,
rips.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
District 9 would be like the king. District 9 would be great. Like, hey, that's actually very good movie. And then there's like Elysium and Chappie, and I'm currently just listing Neil Blomkamp films, but like Elysium and Chappie and Edge of Tomorrow and things like, what's the Tom Cruise? Oblivion.
Sure.
With the M83 soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, with like, Morgan Freeman.
Yes, dude. Those movies are
John Doe's got the
good.
Alba hat.
Those movies are not good, but
they are bad.
I would also watch any of them at any point. Like if all, yes, it's that same kind of vibe where it's just like these like Riddick is not quite one-off, but definitely disposable science fiction, where it's just like, you're not going to think about this after you watch it.
Yeah. Wow. That's very good. Maybe, I think that's a
maybe
great...
kind of like spiritual successors to like something like Total Recall, where it's just like, it's sci-fi because it is.
I think that's like, what's so like, fun.
This story could happen in San Francisco and it wouldn't change anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what makes the bargain bin section of, Dread, so good. Both of them. What makes the bargain bin section of like Walmart so good with like there's 10 movies on this DVD that is the B movie. Because I really do think the spirit of a B movie is someone looking at the stuff that works and being like, well, that's not that hard. That's super
simple.
We'll just
do that. We'll do that.
Just do that. We can just do that.
Yeah.
Can we just run that back? Yeah.
Let's just run it back.
That's very good. And I think the thing for us that we typically run back is week to week, the most recurring segment of our show, which is where we try and make a little bit of cash by heading over to Shout Announcements.
Just a tiny bit of cash. I tried to do, because I have loved the conversation of Jordan's Devin on the challenge. Doge is, who did we say?
I don't know. We haven't had that
discussion. I don't know if we had someone for Doge.
I would simply never play the challenge. Did you say it's Gru?
Gru, yeah. He wants, Doge really wants
Gru
to
from
steal
the challenge?
The moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to steal the moon.
Thank you for having me, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. I took a test. I took the what challenge competitor are you?
Amazing.
And my answer was TJ Lavin.
Okay.
And Chelsea goes, wait.
Great.
You would love that. And I was like, yes, but
you'd be great at that.
I don't think I'm TJ.
So I think he's a very similar personality. He's only confrontational when it has to happen. And when he does, his goal is put you in the dirt so you don't get up again.
Oh, yeah. He also hates quitters. I don't like quitters.
He does
either.
Hate quitters.
Yep.
Big quitter hater. Well, maybe it's TJ Lavin. That's weird.
Could be TJ Lavin. This is
like, which Bible character are you? I think I'm God.
I guess this is Shout Announcements, it seems like.
Well, now I want to know who I am. It's not fair that you guys all have one.
We definitely can. There's someone there.
We don't really have anything big for Shout Announcements
this week. Who's in the back computing? Who's trying? And don't act like you wouldn't. There's a strength you can call on, Doge, that would beat people down there in the sand. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
I'm going to need complete silence from the two of you while I take this quiz I found online.
I'm centering in.
Is it 30 questions like mine was?
I'm centering in.
He's taking silence.
I don't care.
He's in silence.
It's 12 questions.
That's not enough. That can't be enough.
It's official. It's on the internet.
That cannot be enough.
What's your strategy for winning? Play a low-key game and avoid making enemies.
That is not your strategy.
Can we answer? Chelsea said I'm somewhere, and this was a wonderful compliment. Because it sounds like she's making a super soldier. She said I was somewhere between Leroy and Wes.
Wow.
Like when you take the scrubber and go middle.
Wow.
Yeah. You can answer on my behalf on this if you like. If you think that's interesting. Podcasting.
This is Shout Announcements.
How do you approach date? Okay, so it's not podcasting. This is announcements.
Yeah, we can just. This is our announcement is we're going to figure out who Doge is on the challenge.
Okay. How do you approach challenges? I remain cool, calm, and collected, adapting as needed. I dive in head first and rely on my natural abilities. I analyze the challenge and strategically plan my moves, or I bring my full energy. I also think it's analyze the challenge. What's your strategy for winning? Rely on physical and mental strengths to outperform others. Build strong alliances and stick with them.
No.
Play a low-key game and avoid making enemies.
No.
Focus on winning individual challenges to stay safe.
It's the first one. This is the third one. Oh, mind and strength?
Yeah.
Mind and strength.
Minus strength plus mind is what it is.
Yeah. Mind and strength minus mind.
Okay, great.
No.
That's fine.
Mind and strength minus strength.
No, minus mind plus strength, because I'm a big dumb jock.
Yes.
How do you deal with alliances? Use alliances for protection. Be ready to cut ties if needed. Avoid alliances and focus on individual performance.
Three.
Form tight, loyal alliances and never betray them.
It's three. We don't have to read
that one. Form tight, loyal alliances and never betray them.
It's the third one you read.
That was the second one.
Okay, then it's the second one you read.
Avoid alliances and focus on individual performance. Yeah. Famously a loner. What motivates you the most? Winning and proving I'm the best.
It's that one.
Or making a mark and being remembered.
No.
I mean,
it is not that one. It's the
it
first
is
one.
Proving I'm the best because I do know that I am the best.
It's the first
one. What's your relationship dynamics like? Keep things fun and lighthearted. I focus on building strategic relationships. I tend to cause drama and shake things up. I'm a loyal friend and ally.
Drama.
It's probably four.
It's the fourth one.
How do you handle conflict? I confront it directly and fiercely. I avoid it and focus on the bigger picture. Oh. I try to resolve it through conversation and understanding.
No. I think that. Are there only three options?
I try to resolve it through conversation and understanding.
I Sorry, think that. You're trying to... What's the fourth option?
Well, I use it to my advantage to stir the pot, but like there's one that's like I very kindly and empathetically resolve it through conversation and understanding.
It is not that. What? Read them again.
I confront it directly and fiercely.
No.
I avoid it and focus on the bigger picture. I try to resolve it, understanding and conversation.
No.
I use it to my advantage to stir the pot.
It's somewhere between four and two, but I think it's more two.
I avoid it and focus on the bigger picture.
In the game setting, conflict? I think you avoid it.
In the game setting, I think I'm like, you guys argue, I think Laurel and Carmaria, you guys argue over here.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to win the challenge. I'm going to try to win MTV's The Challenge and make you look silly for fighting with each other.
You're avoiding it, yeah.
What's your training routine? Balanced routine with some downtime. Explosive That's strength and agility.
That's not
I
it.
Train rigorously with a focus on endurance. I don't follow a strict routine. I just go with the flow.
It's the third one.
Rigorously with a focus on endurance.
Rigorous is the only operative word, but it is three.
How do you unwind after a tough challenge? I party and let loose.
Nope.
Obviously that one. Two, I relax and focus on recovering physically. Nope. I spend time with my allies and my friends.
Nope.
I reflect on my performance to improve.
It's that one.
I probably journal.
How can I be better?
Probably journal after.
This man reads a book and stares.
What's your greatest strength? It's weird. This only says hot. It says hot, sexual.
That's perfect.
My resilience and determination, my physical abilities, my social skills, my strategic thinking.
It's one.
You knew it was.
Resilience and determination.
I think so.
That's Carter, great. What do you think?
Four.
No.
Strategic thinking.
No. You are not strategic. Fight. You are analytical. Those are different things. You are not strategic.
What? He's strategic.
I'm not strategic.
He is not strategic. He is
He's so strategic in D&D.
No.
You're hurting my
feelings. No. He is analytical in D&D.
What is the difference?
Strategic.
He's analyzing a situation and then does nothing with it over
No.
Doing something for the sake of moving forward.
Strategic is about outplaying. Analytical is about understanding and planning. Those are completely different things.
So what are you planning for?
You're planning, you are planning
with
for
no
how
action
to deal with something. But I would say strategic comes up with the plan, analytical comes up with the data, and Doge is firmly on the data side.
It feels a bit like you're blind ranking me, your friend.
I think he's a two. I think he might be a two. We gotta leave room for just known facts. So we gotta leave that at one.
Yeah. I remember him giving a PowerPoint in D&D. That is part of the plan. Like,
I think we have different definitions of strategy and analysis. And if
either
the PowerPoint
of them are fine,
isn't
that
won't
make the difference.
If the PowerPoint is strategy and not analysis, then I will never understand what analytical is.
So just to be clear, analytical is not one of the choices.
Right.
But that's resilience and determination, my physical abilities, my social skills, or my strategic thinking.
I still say one. I think it's that you just won't
resilience
let yourself give up more than anything else.
Famously, the Energizer Bunny of Friends, they call me. What's your biggest weakness? I answered this one for myself. I overthink and hesitate. Number 11, how do you handle pressure? Mm-hmm. I power through with sheer determination. I stay calm and composed following my strategy. I turn to my allies for support and guidance. I thrive under pressure and use it to excel.
I would say probably one.
Power through with sheer determination.
Yeah.
The John Wick approach.
That's yeah, it. It's sort of the like, he's just living on coffee and a dream kind of a thing.
That's me. Coffee and a dream, boy. How would others describe you?
How many questions?
Those 12 questions.
This is the 12th question.
I like that we're both on the same page here.
Yeah.
How would others describe you? And please don't hurt my feelings. Number one, charismatic and entertaining.
Nope.
Don't hurt my feelings. Number two, strategic and cunning. Be nice.
Nope.
Number three, loyal and reliable. Don't hurt my feelings or my sense of self. Number four, strong and determined. My ego is fragile.
It's that one.
Strong and determined.
Yeah.
It's not three?
No.
Boy, sure would be nice to be charismatic and entertaining on a podcast.
Look, man, don't ask me to weigh in.
Strong and determined. Okay, submit. Tabulating results. Tabulating
Can
results.
Can I guess who it's going to say you are?
CT.
Yeah.
Cam.
Yeah. Killer Cam, no.
Oh, okay.
Carter, you have a guess?
No, I don't have a guess.
Tory Deal. Athletic, determined, and a strong political player. You never back down from a challenge and know how to use your experience to your advantage.
This is the quiz I should have
done. It's got a really cool gif of her shadow boxing. Man, she looks cool in
there. Tori is cooler than all of us, so I can confidently say she's cooler than you, but that's cool. Okay.
What was the name of that quiz?
I mean,
wait, this one won't be on the podcast.
us.idyllic.app/quiz/74RJG2.
How did you find it? I didn't mean to ask for the.
I just looked up which MTV the challenge player.
That's all I need to know.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
Hey, and listen, this has been Shout Announcements. Subscribe to our Discord.
The market's uncertain, revenue's tight, and hiring on hold. That's why results-driven companies are using Upwork to keep work moving. Go to Upwork.com today and start hiring proven freelance talent fast. No bulky overhead. No rigid long-term contracts. Just the right expert right when you need them. Work smarter and faster with Upwork. Go to Upwork.com now and find your freelance expert. That's UPWORK.com. Post a job for free and get started today.
We're back talking Arnie, talking about the man who faces quite a bit of enemies throughout
Enemies. He can smell his enemies.
Yes, that is so funny, dude.
I could. Let's talk real quick. Carter, can you give us I know that this used to be Doja's job, but it feels like I need to hear from you what this movie is kind of about.
From me?
Yeah. There's something, I've got a stink coming off you. I can smell that you need to explain to me.
I can smell that you're my enemy.
Yeah, I can smell my enemies.
Enemies. Commando is tough because we got a guy who doesn't want to work
anymore. Yeah, I've
seen him. With whatever money he made killing people for our country. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Raise Alyssa Milano. Cute little Alyssa Milano. We totally ripped 11's whole wardrobe is from what Alyssa Milano wears.
For real.
Yeah. In this 1980s movie. Anyways, he's being, and you got to bear with me here. First bit of this stuff happens so fast.
I mean, unbelievably quick.
There are people. I kind of was excited for just hey, it's actually going to be just scenes. It's just going to be scenes of people getting killed in new creative ways.
Due to Vendetta from old subordinate.
Sure.
Crazy subordinate.
Yeah.
Our boy Matrix, daughter stolen. And we want her back.
We want
him back, but we're going to get him back by him trying to get her back. That's the part that's a little bit confusing, but also very clear. So it's somewhere in between.
You're clearly not a strategic challenge player like me.
What this leads to,
what I would do,
is him deciding, I'm going to find the most adept stranger. They will be my number two. I'm going to Liam Neeson right now, before Liam even knew what he was doing, before he even had his action chops. Commando came in.
He was still William at this time.
This is how we get our daughter back, which really, it is just big guns, many big guns. Lots of good killing.
A lot of big guns.
A rocket launcher.
We do use it a couple different times, though, which is fun.
Oh, yeah.
That we use quite a few times.
You got it.
And it is our money's worth, which is $0.
Yeah. With absolutely, it is a bit of a T-800 vibe in that he navigates this entire narrative.
For sure.
With no fear of repercussion, except this is a human. The other one was programmed to do that. This one is flesh and bone. Just trying to get his daughter back.
Yeah.
To begin, I have an opinion, I have an observation, and I have a thesis statement.
Okay.
My opinion, if you kiss your child or parent on the lips, you should go to jail.
No. You're talking regionally?
In real life.
In America?
I'm saying in real life, if you kiss your parent or child on the lips, both parties involved, underage and adult, should go to jail.
Woo!
So that's number one.
Whoop, whoop.
That's my thought. That's my opinion. My observation is
So your relationship with your parents is pretty tough then, I take it?
I think that's sort of my whole thing. My observation, the homoeroticism present in the final confrontation in this movie really recolored the lens through which I viewed the relationship between John Matrix. On this, the first day of Pride Month, I just want to say that if you are feeling sexually confused about your military superior officer, I think you can have a conversation rather than kidnap their child and try and murder them.
Yeah.
This I think that's true. Good advice this for everybody. True.
There's better ways to talk about it.
And my thesis ways. Statement, this is not new ground for us on Two Chunks and a Hunk. I'm retreading old ground here. This is old news. If you have a 6 out of 10 movie that you would like to be a 10 out of 10 movie, cast Arnold in it.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The reason to watch this movie. The reason to watch this movie is the charm and charisma of Arnold. Dude,
what the hell is up with Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 80s and
so
early 90s?
Interesting for this to come right after Over the Top, because I think until Over the Top, I thought that's what Sly did.
No,
but come to find out, Sly has he has a dial that can go way down. He cannot care. Arnold will always care. That's what Jingle All the Way is.
That's the thing.
Yes.
That's the thing, dude. Sly needs a script. Arnold needs Arnold.
Yes.
Arnold is of himself sufficient.
I am so glad we're saying it like this, because he is on an island when it comes to this. He is also an action figure. He is charming.
Here's the thing.
He is funny somehow.
He's from this real life. A really, really good person.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Great person. Gets into politics. He was a politician. We're saying this about the guy.
In a good way, it seems mostly.
In a good way, it seems mostly. Arnold Schwarzenegger just gets to be the action greatest of all time. Like, he just gets to be that and stay that. Here's what's also, he continues to check all the boxes. I, as someone who watches so much professional sport, right? Even the ones where we have the big, strong people of the world. There's this thing, like the Olympics. Tennis. World records are always getting broken in the Olympics because humans are getting stronger. We're just getting better. We've got the better stuff to train, all that good stuff.
It's kind of worrying. Somebody needs to keep an eye on that.
We need to, but here's the thing.
Let's put an AI overlord
in
on
the zeitgeist of action film. No one has ever looked more impressive than prime Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Nope.
Are you kidding me? This guy, we could have had the whole Batman, Bruce Wayne to Batman scene of like, give me a close-up of his spandex ass. Give me his batarang. Like the whole thing of like when he's getting strapped up for the big bad at the end, I'm cool
him
with
swimming in that Speedo to
that's
the
fine
island.
That's 10 minutes long. Sure. Nobody's saying anything. Right.
At one point, he army crawls and through his khakis, you can see the muscle fibers in his cheeks, dude.
It's
through his thick khaki pants, you can see the muscles in his cheeks.
Shout out to Doja's muse, James Cameron, Jimmy C.
Jimmy
for
the
coming
Cam
in
Cameron.
And for 75.
I call him the Cam the cameraman. Jimmy the Cam cameraman Cameron.
Sure. We do Hercules Lost in New York, and we don't really see him much again for a few years, except for Conan. And then we say, you know what? I'm willing to spend $75,000 for this guy to be in a movie called Terminator. $75,000. Hardly a year later, he's making $2.5 million just to be in Commando? Nobody cares about Commando after Commando comes out. Because I don't think it's ever Arnold again.
Can I say
it
something
crazy?
It blows
my mind.
Somehow, he is always, and we know this. We know this about Arnold. That's why we love him. Somehow, he is always just Arnold with a different seasoning on top. It's sort of like when you make crock pot chicken and it's just the same meal with a different seasoning and a new veggie chopped in and then you shred
it
up
like
and eat it.
It's like when two people try to play Pikachu in Smash Bros. And it's like, this Pikachu has a wizard hat.
This one's a little tanner than the other. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
And yet, it works consistently every single time. And I think I'm giving it credit to two things. One, this man managed to prioritize charm on top of the muscles, which is something not a lot of people do. And two, I'm going to call it a winning smile.
Yeah.
When he smiles, something about the gap and something about the size of his features, you just want good things for this guy.
Exactly.
When he is happy with his daughter and she is taken, you're like, well, he's going to kill everyone until that is resolved.
Wow. Happy Arnold is like a circus bear where you're like, you're big and scary, but I want to hug you while you balance on that ball.
Very good.
Man.
It's interesting that Arnold is a strength and charisma dump stat boy.
Yeah, he's a paladin for sure.
And there are folks, like I think Dwayne Johnson tries to do that. I think even folks like John Cena try to be the like charisma, the charming, strong guy. And I think for both of them, it just, at least for me, maybe I'm cynical, it doesn't hit me the way that it does for Arnold.
I think John Cena's closer to...
I agree.
There was a time when Dwayne was closer, but I think he has...
Then he started selling shampoo, and I was like, okay, Dwayne, we know you don't use this.
He sells shampoo?
Yeah, he has a shampoo line.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
No, I
he got a little Ryan Reynolds-y to me, and I was just like, man, this whole thing is kind of tiring.
There was a sweaty point. There was a try-hard point with him that there just never was, and maybe it's because of social media, but like John Cena... You know what? I think part of it is like Arnold's work with the Special Olympics and how much he cares about a cause that is really important to him reminds me of John Cena's work with Make-A-Wish and like his commitment to it. And there's something about being the type of person who fulfills dreams outside of the screen and then comes on screen and just like makes my personal dreams come true, which is watching a dumb movie that works because the glue is Arnold.
And here's the thing too.
Yeah. There's something to it.
There's like, there is this secret sauce and we are currently having a conversation because we believe him to be the top tier of this action hero Saturday afternoon. This puts him.
I kind of think there's 100%. No argument.
Well above Bruce, well above Sly. But the same kind of thing certainly. That happened for Sly, and to an extent, Bruce Willis, is like they just got really thankful for the opportunity that they had.
For sure.
And then ran with that. Like the fact that like Sly hoofs it in Rocky to even make that work, and then it becomes, on another level, a legitimate movie. Like a really, really good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oscar nominated, all that good stuff. But then for Arnold to come in as an immigrant who is incredibly, incredibly careful and thoughtful with his body. That's the whole point. That's why he becomes the most muscular, the most fit person in the world.
He was Mr. Universe before he was an action star.
That's what I'm saying. That's the foundation. That's why I'm saying this guy shows up on set every day as if he's writing a workout. Like he's not going to ever half-ass this. He's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, and he is full ass. I think there's something to be said for like when you can, he is full ass. That's the thing about
so much of it.
He's full ass.
Yeah.
And when you can drop an action figure that can flip a switch into your movie and become not the character, but just that action figure pretending to be that character.
Yeah.
Well, who's saying no to that, particularly 1984 through 1998? Like who's saying in that 14-year stretch, who's going to be like, no thanks, I'm good. Yeah.
Even the 91, like 1994 to 1991, we had The Terminator, we had Commando, we had Predator, Running Man, Total Recall.
Wow. Jordan hates Predator. Jordan thinks he's boring.
Terminator 2.
No.
Unbelievable. And again, $75,000 in Terminator. And then Terminator 2, he's making $15 million.
That's crazy.
Oh, Terminator is such an interesting story with the, like, because they couldn't get location permits for much. So they would just have to like sneak into all these places and shoot until the police noticed them and then would chase them out.
I love that so much. And in the movie,
a motorcycle.
We have picked a great recipe for an action movie too, which I think Commando has to be close to a 10 out of 10 for what you would hope from an action movie, especially during this era.
Yes, 100%.
Is really like you want to make sure that your villains are so gross and detestable that they will get killed in a way that will make it so worthwhile. Go get them.
Yeah.
If you're telling your lead, sick them, like that's the right action movie vibe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go get him, dude. And he didn't even make the promise that I quoted. He said, I'm going to kill you last because you're funny. He's like, I lied. And then that became a lie. That,
okay. Yep. That's one of my favorite moments in this movie is the like, remember when I said I'd kill you last? I lied. Like
I
that.
Lied.
And the drop is insane. That
it's
drop
absolutely
is
insane.
There is a three-peat moment.
I let him go.
Within about a 25-minute span. Within a 25-minute span, there are three moments that make this movie what for me is like the perfect Saturday movie. And one is, remember, I lied. That moment, so good. I want to give an honorable mention too. You think I could smell them? I could. Chef's kiss.
To the person who is like in the military, they're like, oh, you don't? I guess they don't teach them like they used to.
So good.
You didn't have sniffing class.
No, sniffing class for you.
Dropping that guy was one of the moments. Another moment is Cindy when she when she turns him in to, when she turns John Matrix into the cops at the mall, Callie and I looked at each other like, I think in a different movie, we were supposed to be like, why would she do that? But I get it, dude. He just kidnapped her in her car. 100%. Of course, go to the cops. It makes complete sense. I loved that, that she did that. And number three is I eat green berets for breakfast.
Come on.
And I'm very hungry.
Come on now.
I guess also while we're just waxing poetic, or while I'm waxing poetic, honorable mention to ripping the seat out of Cindy's car for no reason was great.
Well, so he could fit.
Sure. But then he drives it 10 seconds later.
I loved him picking up the phone booth and just kind of shaking it around.
Yeah, he was just going to scramble him.
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Like, he's just going to scramble with the fish in Finding Nemo.
Hey, man, punch through the window and squash his head with your massive fist.
He's in the hurricane simulator now. He's trying to catch dollar bills while
he flips a car. I thought he was going to just be, dude, I thought he was just going to be like, I need to make a deposit and just like shoot it up like the bank.
Just like the thunk, and he just thunk.
Yeah, that was the coolest thing when I was a kid.
Oh my goodness. That whole mall scene, I want to go back in time just to hang out for an afternoon at a mall in the 80s.
There's
all of the colors.
Oh, there's so many good one-liners.
It's goodness. Chock full. Give me some more.
Don't disturb my friend. He's dead tired.
Yes. So good. And they didn't. They followed that man's instructions to a T because they did not discover his body until they landed.
Remember that guy who disappeared 30 minutes into our flight and we've never seen again?
It's been 11 and a half hours.
I guess we should do everything he says. Everything he told us 10 hours and 15 minutes ago, we should definitely do.
What does he say about the military surplus store? My favorite part is the deals or the prices right before he drives through the wall.
With a bulldozer. I thought he was going to know somebody, you know, like the cool older character that served with him that he happened to know that
just
he works
smashed
there.
No, I think that's a callback to the Cadillac at the beginning.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is the price.
Yeah. Must be an inside joke for his squad.
They're always joking about deals.
If we don't have any more quotes to rattle off, can we talk about what's Bennett? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about Bennett for a second?
Uh-huh.
I think I could have filled the entire back 30 minutes with Bennett only. This man, sleeveless t-shirt.
He did say he was going to be like a roided out Freddie Mercury. Like that's what he was going.
Nailed it.
Freddie Jupiter.
Very good. Frederick Jupiter. His cutoff shirt, the cutoff sleeves, his cable knit chainmail, I guess.
It's interesting. Yeah.
Girdle? Uh-huh. His cable knit chainmail girdle.
Yeah.
His cutoff.
It's available at twochunksandhung.com/merch.
Yeah, go ahead and get in there. His sleeveless black t-shirt, his mustache, and his imminent desire to penetrate John Matrix in any way he can. Mm-hmm. The homoeroticism radiating off of this scene, the buried homoeroticism from Bennett, his need to. When John Matrix is like, you don't need the gun. You can fight me with just
a knife.
You
don't want to pull the trigger.
It's so
stick it in me.
Becomes so sexual for Bennett, dude. Like, there's this moment where he's like, yeah.
You want to know how it feels, don't you, Bennett?
Yeah, I don't know. There's something, there's some undertext there, some subtext that I think I was picking up on. Bennett wanted Matrix. Bennett wanted Matrix.
Great, great final boss kill.
Oh my.
Great.
You need to blow off some steam.
Great.
you need to blow off some steam, Bennett.
So, do you think Arnold is bringing these to the table? Do you think he's bringing these one-liners?
Yes, I do.
Really?
It's in everything.
That's such an Arnold hallmark. Every movie he does, he's got those like.
He did. You know, I mean, at this point, Terminator is probably still in theaters.
Yeah. Dude, probably.
And so he's saying, I'll be back. They definitely had to add that, right? They added that.
I think Arnold is in the like read through. I think he's like sitting around a table doing a table read with the cast. And he's like, what if we said you gotta blow off some steam? Yeah. And they're like, oh, very good. Man. I think that's happening.
I guess that's not giving him too much credit.
I think he's pretty witty.
It's because it's in everything. Like there's not an Arnold movie where
he didn't do it in Total Recall when he knocks him off an elevator.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Because it is so Arnold.
Yeah.
Then off some steam.
Let Over off the some top, steam is
yeah.
a 10.
It's great.
That's a Over 10 out of 10. One of the best villain deaths of all time, I think.
It's phenomenal. Yeah, it really is so good. And he's great. Just like, ooh, he bounces back like after hitting that electrical fence so fast.
Yeah.
He fries bad. His insides.
Uh-huh.
And then is just immediately back enough. In the fight, which is crazy.
Not enough. Yeah. Hey, our death count is 78. He kills 78 people.
It's 15 actors reprising their roles to die over and over and over again.
Wait
on
a
the
minute.
Lawn at this place,
okay.
right?
So first I want to say here, the big separator to it is good that Over the Top came first and then Commando came next. And then we'll have twin.
Imagine watching Over the Top after this.
Jean-Claude Van Twins pretty soon. And Jean-Claude Van the fact that we have like the moment in Over the Top that we are having this energy for the entire episode for Commando is when he does just explode that guy through the double doors.
Oh, right? For sure.
He just punches him and we're like, we needed so much more of that, but we just got two people with sweaty elbows. Like that's all we got. And now we go to a greenhouse. That's the moment where if you're watching with somebody for the first time, you cannot wait till he gets into the greenhouse and grabs that blade because you know something's going to go down. But the way that even a movie like this over delivers.
Yeah.
Yep.
On that. He frisbeed the top of this man's head off.
Yeah. That's
saw.
Pretty powerful.
That's crazy.
I do. With we're a on the same saw? Subject. The double, it happens right before the greenhouse, but the double underhand knife throw to the throats really got me. That really worked for me.
That's so funny. And you don't ever see that. You don't even see the knives in Arnold's hands.
He does not have
the next
them.
Thing. No. And the people, the actors are just holding prop knives to their necks.
No, he could have been throwing dirt for all I knew, but it was
God,
not.
That's so funny. That feels like something that would be in the beginning of like at Alamo Drafthouse. It's like if you talk, Arnold Schwarzenegger's going to throw knives at your neck.
Yeah.
It'd be
yeah.
that clip.
But they would never because he's too good.
Yeah. Right.
One of our first big trailers for Sinners, there's a scene where Michael B. Jordan is holding a Tommy gun and we're getting to see his sweaty muscles like bounce on the power of the Tommy gun. But there's also something so powerful about how Arnold doesn't move. Not granted, he's not probably shooting legitimate guns here, but to hold multiple weapons.
Like Michael B. Jordan.
He is the caricature. He is, isn't that the Fairly Odd Parents character is Arnold?
Yes, it is. Jorgen von Strangle.
Yeah, 100%. I'll pump you up on
just
SNL.
Pulled
like
that
this guy.
Out of nowhere. That's crazy. That's
amazing. I was about to say, I love that that was just within arm's reach in the,
somewhere
in the Mary Poppins
in my
purse
medulla,
of your brain.
Somewhere in my oblongata was Jorgen von Strangle ready to go.
Shout out to costuming for just giving us a basic green tank and commando pants. You just gave us
the paint scene
khaki
when
pants.
He lands on the beach. We needed it.
What a
we
movie,
desperately
guys.
And I like that Jenny is cool. That she's like, okay, my dad's gonna pound your face, bro. And then she breaks her way out and runs. She's not
also,
a damsel in distress. She's ready.
She's perfect. I'm gonna be late to karate class. And she's like, okay, well, she's karate, and she's a pilot.
Yep.
And who knows what else?
You're talking about Cindy.
I'm talking about Jenny.
Cindy.
Oh, I'm talking about Jenny. Jenny is cool. Daughter is cool.
Cindy is also perfect.
Cindy's
amazing. 2 minutes into Cindy being on screen, I told Callie, it looks like Jenny's about to have a stepmom because Cindy was ready to go.
So they cut a love scene. Did you know this?
No.
They shot a love making scene, the two of them. And they're like,
congrats to them both.
It doesn't work. They're like, chemistry isn't. It's not happening. Sure. Why do we need, we don't need this. And we never really got it, right? Like there wasn't, did it ever feel like they tried to make that? They tried to ship them? Or was it just a helpful, beautiful?
No, I did feel like Cindy was into it. And there was a moment when Cindy shoots the rocket launcher that I was like, this is true love. And I think in a movie like Commando, what you don't need is sex and what you do need is mutual rocket launchering.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
She's a
when
little
somebody
bit more,
volunteers to blow up the cops for you.
Yeah,
she's kind of Sandra Bullock's character. Sandra Bullock's character in Demolition Man.
Correct.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Except Sandra Bullock's character was much hornier than Cindy. Cindy just wanted
to
shoot rockets.
One of the best characters of that day. She was wild.
That's true. Truly fantastic. Wild. We've got just about a minute left before we got to rate it if anybody wants to wax poetically about a particular quote or scene.
I kind of think that's what I've been doing.
That's pretty much this whole thing. I gotta say, for me personally, push starting the car just to drive it downhill with no brakes, and then somehow it did blow up. Yeah. I knew already.
That's how, I mean, that's how it works. That's engineering.
Also, it doesn't necessarily make sense that at the speed that that car was going,
how did they
caught them again on a windy road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that felt like Andy Samberg rolling down a hill for 3 minutes.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. I think for me, the moment I knew that this movie was for me was you can smell them. Or how am I supposed to smell them? I could. That moment where I was like, yep, I'm in. Fully in.
Yeah.
Fully in.
But shout out Alyssa Milano. What a way to just get into the movie business.
So good.
For one of her very, very first films.
Way to go, Alyssa.
Way to go, Alyssa. Way to go, Let's rate this movie in Alyssa Milano's honor. Let's rate this movie using the Scientific Cinema Scale, which is perfect and as follows. The best thing we could ever say about a movie is own it, don't lend it.
Buy that poster.
The next best thing we could say is buy it. That's followed by rent it and then stream it. And after that is forget it. And last but certainly least, the worst thing we could ever say about a movie.
God hath forsaken us.
Can I say something crazy?
Yeah.
I know what you're going to say.
I think I'm buying the poster for Commando.
I know you're buying the poster for Commando.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm buying the poster for Commando. I've not only did I have a blast, it kickstarted the best Sunday in recent memory for me. It's a poster.
It's a poster for me too. And this means
wow.
This means that Arnold has four posters for me?
Holy moly.
Wow.
Jingle All the Way poster.
I'm actually not surprised.
Commando poster. Predator poster.
Yeah.
Judgment Day T2. Poster. That's not crazy. Jingle is crazy.
I think we triple bought.
And that's even high. Sure, that's high. But I mean, no one like him. Never will be.
No.
Which makes him a snob.
He's a one of one.
One of a kind.
Yeah. One of one.
Absolutely. I'll drive to the poster store because I'm going to buy one too while we're there.
Yeah.
What a movie.
It's so.
It really is.
He's so far away on his own, on his own tier, that it's like, how do you even honor him? Like, after Arnie, God rest his, after he is gone, what are we doing? It. What are we doing to honor him? Do we just bring out oiled, universally respected, fit people of modern day and just put them on? Like, what do you do for Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I gotta say, too.
It's just clips of him. Patrick, only he can say it best.
I think Patrick is a really great actor. I think he's doing his dad proud, and in the mouth, in the snout of the two of them, they are the same. They are the same.
They're going to have, I think that's what kicks off the Actors on Actors with Variety this year, is those two sitting down with each other.
No way.
Yeah. Yep. I'm so excited for that because we hardly ever see them together. And I think in the media junkets of it all, people have done a really good job of not asking, is it Patrick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not asking him about his dad. How do you not, dude?
He's good in his own right, which I think helps. I think he's really great in White Lotus. What I think was my favorite season of White Lotus, he's one of my favorite characters on the season. Yeah. And I think that's pretty impressive for such a stacked cast. And to live in the shadow of your dad, of a dad who doesn't want you in his shadow, I would imagine, who wants you to do your own thing, has to be a cool experience. So I think that's really great, man. That's exciting. In a fictional version of their relationship that I just made up, I think that's really great. I'm really proud of the two.
I think what we've
done. You do know them very well.
I think the last thing that I want to say here about Commando is it has made it officially official. And we've already said this, that Arnold is the best action movie guy of all time because he came in and also said, I don't have to be a robot. I don't have to be fighting aliens. I can just be ex-military.
I can just kick ass.
I can just.
90 minutes.
What was that, Rambo? I know. Yeah. You'll have a whole series and it'll be great, but
on screen and in real life, I'm taking Arnie over Sly, and that's every time.
Yes. Yes, absolutely, dude.
That's every time.
Yeah. It's pretty
close. I think that for me. Rocky's 1 through 4 stand almost alone on their quality level, but I mean, Arnie's whole library head to head with Sly's whole library, I think it's a bit of a slaughter, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I think so too.
It is.
I think Arnie's got it. Well, that's a Dadder Day. Next week we got Double Impact, which is double Jean-Claude.
Dude.
I am
Critics Twin Club 33%. This is delicious.
There we go. Twin threes.
I'm telling you, dude, Never Back Down's got a score of 22%. And I'm having I can't wait to go finish the last 12 minutes of this movie when I get off this podcast. I'm pretty excited about Double Impact, pretty excited for Double Jean-Claude. And I've been impersonating him all day around the house. So
you got to polish it up. Get it ready for next week.
Got to get it ready. So to end
today, 68%. Like, go ahead.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
One short of the funny one.
For two chunks and a hunk, I'd like for each of us to say our name. Who do we think? This is very difficult. I understand that I'm asking a lot here. Who do we think has it in them today to? I'm not saying sniff Arnie's legacy because that's not happening. But like, bite off a piece of what Arnie has to offer. Who do we think today can hang in the space with Arnie? And I'm looking for like a young up and comer, not somebody who's already there, but like who could step in that direction. And I think maybe I'm Jordan, and I think maybe it is the Running Man casting, but I feel a weird hope about Glenn Powell that I hope maybe he can find like a charm that can put him in that same space. I've really liked him in everything I've seen him in for the most part. And so I think his Twisters casting has me hopeful.
Yeah.
Something about Twisters feels like an Arnie movie.
Well, yeah, definitely.
I think he could do it.
I'm Doge, and this, you guys are going to say it doesn't count, but that's okay. I don't care what people think of me. I think Henry Cavill has a charm. He has an off-screen persona of like nicest, sweetest nerd. He has an on-screen persona of biggest, strongest boy who's ever lived. And he has been so unlucky in the roles that he has received that I feel his chance to be an off-screen beacon of sweetness and an on-screen beacon of strongness. I hope the ship hasn't sailed for him because I think he could do it.
Your attempts, your defensive attempts at cutting me off at the pass before I can say something will not work on me. It does not count because he's already had his chance to build that.
He had his chance to build that, but his career, I think, has suffered because of studio mismanagement of the properties he signed.
I would agree with that. By the way, I think he's a fantastic human and a great actor. So, like, I get what you're saying. I get where you're coming
from. I would say if his chance to build that did pass, it is through no fault of his own.
I think trajectory wise, he still has time. He looks younger than he is, but also he's very cool and has good taste. I think he could end up in the right roles and kind of. I think you could have a Twilight career for Henry Cavill that is full of like charming, fun roles.
Yeah, please.
He's got it.
Just be fun. Just he be a fun it. Guy.
I'm Carter.
Also do Warhammer.
Yes, please. I'm Carter. And can the person be 42 years old? That's fine.
Of course.
Up and coming. So something happened when we watched Fast X, in which this was a movie full of something that is very much inspired by the vibe that Arnold gave us back in the late 70s, early 80s. Big action movie, but the biggest personality was Alan Ritchson. You know who this is?
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. I'm with you. Yeah, dude.
This guy?
Big, dumb, and loud is kind of his vibe.
But also not dumb. He can, in real life,
not dumb.
Right. Correct.
Am I going to start Reacher tonight?
That's what I'm saying. So Reacher is supposedly just phenomenal. And it's got everything to do with this guy. Yeah, dude.
That's a good choice. I like that choice.
I think he's it. I think.
Okay, I'll tell you what. By the next time we record, I will have some feedback on the Alan Ritchson decision.
That is such a hard name for me to say, dude.
They all Alan Ritchson.
There's lots of them that are hard for me, but
I just remember Alan Ritchson.
That's my secret.
Is the one that's like, I'm very strong, Potter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. No. No, don't do this. It's not true.
I've got a lot of biceps, Potter.
It's not true.
Yeah, that's Jeremy Irons.
He has 11.
That's his brother.
Stop. He has 11 upcoming movies, including an action thriller called Runner, in which a high-end courier has 3 hours to transport a liver from Brisbane to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, great.
That's just 30 minutes or less, but worse. Okay. Probably better, actually.
Man, he's definitely doing work.
Hey, can I say that the Running Man reboot, today I told Callie about that, told her about the cast. And then we watched the Predator Badlands trailer and then watched the Predators Killer of Killers trailer. And Dan Trachtenberg is on both. I didn't realize he was on both projects. And then Edgar Wright on Running Man. I think this is going to be a year for modern Dadder Day.
Yes, please. Please.
I'm pretty stoked out of my GD
Cheaper
gourd.
To produce. It's a lower risk than a big franchise flick like a Marvel or a Star Wars. Cheaper to produce, guaranteed butts and seats for Dadder Day style movies.
The trailer clip of the Predator fighting a ninja through a hallway.
Yeah, dude, of course.
Come please. On.
Please. We should end this episode.
Oh, it's over now.
It's over it's now?
Over. It is over now.
I think it's probably over
now. It is over.
Okay. Carter said it.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.